And now we want to take a moment to remember a pivotal figure from the front lines of the civil rights struggle. More than 50 years ago this month, the Supreme Court ruled in the case of Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas. That's the landmark case that outlawed segregation in public schools. We want to remember Zelma Henderson. She was the last surviving plaintiff in the case. She died earlier this week after a bout with pancreatic cancer. She was 88 years old and lived in Topeka all of her adult life and worked as a beautician. As a child in the 1920s and 30s, Zelma Henderson had attended desegregated schools in Oakley, Kansas, a town too small for the law of segregation to apply. But her children were forced to attend segregated schools in Topeka. So Henderson decided to sign on to a class action lawsuit brought in 1950 by the Topeka chapter of the NAACP. The lead plaintiff was Oliver Brown, acting on behalf of his daughter, Linda. The lawsuit was argued by Thurgood Marshall before the U.S. Supreme Court, which unanimously ruled to overturn school segregation on May 17, 1954. Marshall went on to become the first African-American to serve on the Supreme Court.